Let's finish off with our random notes portion of the show. What do you got this week, Merle?
Gelf Magazine had a really funny article, or actually it wasn't, I don't know if it was ironic probably, about PC t-shirts, because the hook being Macy's just pulled a t-shirt that they had were selling with the slogan "Brown is the new white." And obviously people thought that was a slight at the Latino population, and they gave, other examples of the Abercrombie & Fitch shirt that said, "Two wongs make a white," and a very humorous one.
Very nice.
They, Major League Baseball pulled a t-shirt at the request of the Red Sox that said, "Pedro says, who's your daddy?" Reference to his comment about the New York Yankees owning him a couple years ago. And it's just, I think, the whole notion of the PC t-shirt, I mean, it seems like an oxymoron. I mean, how many times is it you can attack people but not races? I mean, how many times do you see t-shirts that say, "Hi, I'm with Fatso, I'm with a moron," and then there's the whole, you have African-American women saying, "I'm 100% black bitch," and it's just, I mean, the t-shirt's supposed to be, if you have to guard your t-shirt, but you can't make statements with your t-shirt, I mean, it's going to put huge industry out of business.
Well, and for people like you and I who wear t-shirts pretty much daily, it hurts what we can wear. It'll cut down on our selection.
Exactly. And I've kind of felt like, my son thinks it's hysterical that I still say African-American, because, I mean, they say, they know lots of people who just call me black. But, my philosophy has always been, whatever a specific group wants to be called, I'll honor it. They want to be called Native Americans, that, whatever makes you happy. But then when we get down to the t-shirt, I mean, obviously, Macy's might not want to be associated with that. But if I want to wear a brown is the new white t-shirt, I'm going to wear it. I mean, it's the PC police have just gone out of control, and especially the Pedro. The Pedro story was hilarious.
Yeah. I can't believe MLB actually sanctioned that shirt. That's what's great.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I just assumed it was, some random guy made that shirt.